Hello, listeners, and it's Sneaky here with another episode, but today we're going to be doing something a little bit different. I'm not doing a Reddit story today. Today, I will be telling you the story and case of Rosie Tapia. 25 years after abduction, 6-year-old Rosie Tapia murder remains unsolved. The 6-year-old girl was kidnapped during the early morning hours of August 13th, 1995, at her family's Salt Lake apartment near Redwood Road and 1700 South. Her family called the police after they discovered she was missing and a massive search ensued. Tapia's body was later found floating in a canal off the Jordan River near 1900 South, 1600 West, on the same day she was taken. According to a police officer, a neighbor claimed he was up early and saw a teenager coming from the same direction as the canal. At first, he thought the teen was wearing pants with two different colors, but then realized the pants are wet. A press release stated, "Last year, police released a sketch of a possible suspect, which was based on Tapia's neighbor's recollection. It was created after efforts by a cold case collection, a private group formed to help solve Tapia's case and the other cold cases." Now, I know it says last year, but it was actually in 2020 that was put. This is a very old story, but it has went on for a few years. The witness described the teenager as a 16 or 17-year-old Hispanic boy who had a slight build and a narrow face with cheekbones. He was wearing denim jeans, a white shirt, and a medium-length gold chain. The witness had previously been in contact with the Salt Lake City Police Department, but didn't sit down with the sketch artist. Police released a sketch of potential suspect before this 2019 sketch. The man was never identified. Louine Tapia, Rosie's mother, and co-founders of Utah Cold Case Collection discussed the investigation of Wednesday and a new project that seeks to identity an unidentified bodies in Utah. I do apologize if I read any of this wrong. I kind of like just woke up, but on with the case. A lot of these crimes get solved, but this one hasn't. Louise Delgado, Tapia's aunt, told 2 News in 2015, and we pray that something is going to come up. Agonizing days turned into months, turned into years, and now to decades. Over the years, police leads have surfaced, been investigated, and withered. Tapia's brother told 2 News in 2015 he saw a man he did not know in their room the night Tapia was taken. Robert, or known as Roberto, said the man had a beard and told him to go back to sleep. "I want to be able to look at that person and ask him face to face, why did he do it?" Louine Tapia, Rosie's mother, told 2 News in 2019. Anyone with information about Tapia's abduction or murder is asked to contact the police. It's a very interesting story, but more to it was the day she was kidnapped, she was on the playground and this guy was watching her and her friend play. And I guess he had been there for a few days because that's what the friend had told the police later on after a few years this had happened. And they were playing on the playground and everything. Well, the man said that she had slipped and hurt herself. So he took Rosie, he carried her to her front door where her older sister Esmeralda was watching her and her twin siblings. Well, after that, she went in the house after the man had told her older sister, like, "Hey, Rosie fell, she got hurt, so I picked her up and decided to take her home," when in reality, he was just trying to find out where she lived. So please be careful with stuff like that. But Esmeralda took her little sister Rosie in. They went inside, and Rosie looked at her older sister, and she said, "I was never hurt." She goes, "I was perfectly fine. I didn't get hurt." So Esmeralda didn't think anything of it. She just thought it was something silly. And she babysat them for a little bit longer and ended up going to bed. The parents were not home at the time. The parents did not come home till later that night. Around 2 a.m., in a bedroom that Rosie had just recently switched into that no one knew except for a few people that she had recently switched into that room, because she was in a different room. Well, now she's in the room with the twins, and at 2 a.m., her mom goes to check on them. The mother leaves the door open, seeing that all three of the children are in there. Well, around 5 o'clock, the mother gets a strange feeling in her gut and hears something. So she goes to the room, only to find the door closed, and when she opened it, she saw the twins and was relieved, but when she looked, Rosie was gone, and the window was open. So, they were trying to think on who did this. The police could only find fingerprints and stuff. They knew it was somebody who had to have known she was sleeping in that room. Somebody who knew that they could just go in through that window, which was her older sister's boyfriend and his best friend. They apparently frequently snuck through that window at night or during the day to hang out with her. The parents knew about it, but I guess she didn't, and the parents didn't know that anybody was sneaking in for a few nights at least. They only knew about the daytime. Well, the one night when that happened and everything, they were trying to figure out who it was. They ended up going and having a search party, and they went to the river, and there was one man that was having an off, I guess, like, time there, because he was sitting there in front of everyone. He's like, "I don't think we should look at the river. I think we should go back. I don't think that we should be over here." Well, next thing you know, they find the body. Nobody really found him suspicious. They thought maybe he was just, like, not feeling too well about it. But after that, about a few years later, the case was still going on, and somebody came up, like I said, just a little bit ago. They went to 2 News and said something about seeing a man. Well, they told them who the man was. Now, the sketch that was put up, which you can search this up, is a sketch of Rosie Tapia's older sister's boyfriend's best friend. This best friend immediately denied everything whenever the boyfriend texted him. He texted him these exact words, "Hey man, that looks like you." He said, "No, it doesn't. It looks like you." And he goes, "Bro, that looks just like you." And he's like, "No, it doesn't." So the police then investigated and questioned him. Then they looked through the yearbook from 1995. And in that yearbook of 1995 was the exact picture, just like the sketch, in there. Looked exactly the same. They ended up taking him in as a suspect and then realizing that, yes, it was him. So they ended up arresting him. To this day, Rosie Tapia would have been 35 years old. It's so sad to know that she never, ever got to live. It's things like this that make people want to know, like, should you lock your doors? Should you have to lock your bedroom? These are worries that we shouldn't have. And these are worries that we've had for years now, decades. But that is the story of Rosie Tapia's abduction, rape, and murder case.